Good evening. Call this conference committee on HB 104 to order. It's about, what is it, 7:45? Sunday, April 15th, 2012. Members present from the House, Chairman Thomas, Representative Osterman, Representative Guerra, Senate, Chairman Hoffman, Senator Meyer, Senator Joe Thomas. The conference has been granted limited powers of free conference as requested for sections 3 to 7 and 30 relating to high school diploma by examination, sections 4 and 5 relating to the course requirement waiver, section 11 relating to the funding waterfall, sections 11 and 13 relating to the funding formula, section 13 relating to the payout mechanism. We may now proceed. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the committee adopt conference committee substitute for House Bill 104-27-GH-1893-G dated April 15, 2012.
I object for the purpose of discussion.
Thank you.
At ease. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Using the Senate version, Senate CS for CS for House Bill 104, Finance version S as the base, this new version, the changes, adopts a two-thirds scholarship, one-third grant concept from the Senate bill. This is a defined split of the total funds. That can be found on page 8, lines 15 through 18. The payout mechanism is changed from 10% to 7%. This is found on page 8, line 14. The course requirement waiver provision in section 5 gives 24 months to complete the academic requirements instead of the 12 months. This can be found on page 3, line 29. All references to high school diplomas by examination or the GED have been removed. The waterfall provisions are removed. All excess funds from both accounts, scholarship account and the grant fund, will be returned to the Alaska's Higher Education Investment Fund.
Okay, with that, we're going to take a brief and easy waiting for the amendment. Okay, we're back in session here. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move that we add the language that was passed out on lines 6 through 8, page 8, and add that to the bill and give the drafters the necessary power to put it wherever they see fit into the legislation.
Mr. For the purposes of folks following, could you describe what that does?
Describe what it says is if an insufficient number of applicants apply for the available amount of reserved under D of the section, the commission shall redeposit the remaining amount in an account which the funds originated.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Since there was an amendment, no objection to the amendment. I remove my objection to adopting the amendments. And hearing no objections to it, the CS for this C for CS for committee substitute for HB 104-27-GH-1893-G dated April 15th, 2012 is adopted.
As amended.
As amended. Thank you. I'd like the motion to report the committee substitute HB 104 from committee. Senator Hoffman.
What did you say?
Motion to move the conference.
Yes, I move the bill as amended.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. This completes the work of the conference committee. Members need to stay and sign the committee report. Thanks, everybody. Like I said, this was our first conference committee, and it's been quite a drill for my staff. Thank you guys for being patient. We won't volunteer again. Thank you.